This week, I have to say, I'm honestly a little nervous about giving my sermon. Partially because it is a stretch for me. Growing up in the denomination that I did, every Sunday, I would sit in the little pew, always up front, because I made my mom sit us up front, because I'm like, I want to be right there, so when it's time for altar call, I can go up and it'll be great. But every Sunday, I sat and I watched our pastor. And it was very much like Charles Spurgeon in the hands of an angry God, and there would be beating on the pulpit, and there would be, have to confess your sin and save, and lots of raging. And when I was little, I thought, I do not want to be that way. I do not want to be angry. Once I found out that God is the God of love and the God of peace and the God of grace, I decided I want to live that life. But this week, I felt challenged. I heard from a Ukrainian pastor as I was reading an article that said, I'm no longer praying for peace, but for a miracle. And I thought of all the news that we've been reading, all the conflicts going on in the world, and all the tough times that we've gone through in the last 2 years. And I realized I wanted to rage against those things. That I was fed up with them. I want the world to get some common sense. I wanted to rage on behalf of those in Afghanistan, Uganda, Mexico, Kosovo, Nigeria, Palestine, and Ukraine, and against the injustices done on behalf of people around the world. I want to rage for those refugees who no longer have a place to call home and are looking for that place of peace that they are having a difficult time to find. And all these things that are tragic, that are going on in our world, those things that we have witnessed in our own neighborhoods, in our own lives, the losses we've experienced. And as tempting as it is to stand up here and rage against those, that's not the place I've been called to do. I have been called to preach the love of God that has been exampled through Christ to us. Especially when we find ourselves within the wilderness. And that through the trials that we go through the wildernesses that we experience, we are to grow through those things and become more like Christ. And Christ, in his 40 days in the wilderness, was full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, which was his baptism, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. And I was thinking, 40 days. The longest I lasted in the wilderness was 14 days, and that was a struggle, especially without any hot water or a bed. And I was thinking, with Christ in the wilderness, he had to be praying without ceasing, for perseverance and deliverance through the trial that he was placed on. And not only that, at the end of this, he's tempted again. And it says, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. And I could almost imagine myself in that place where I'd be like pinching my brow and just going, when your children are coming up with all these questions and you're just like, at the end of it, and you're just like, it is written, one does not live on bread alone. And again, the devil says, to you I will give their glory and all authority, for it is given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, all will be yours. And again, he tempts him with, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down for him from here. And each time the devil tempted him, Christ responded, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. And I thought of all these trials trials. He's trying to, the devil's trying to almost cause or create a division between Christ and God. To truly test his son, being the son of God, and the legacy and the trials that he was going to fulfill. And for us, it's remembering this is the same Christ that God blessed in his baptism by saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And again, in the Transfiguration, God spoke in a voice booming to those nearby, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And if we remember, it's that one body, the Holy Trinity, three in one, that is there in us and for us, that helps us as we go through each and every day. And that response of the power and truth, how Christ responded, and how as we face each and every day of the different things that call upon us, is there for us to grab and hold on to. Because I believe we do face temptations daily. And yet, I believe each day we witness the miracles that can occur. The miracles of new life, the miracle of healing, miracle of growth and death and life and birth and all those things that are wrapped up. The miracles of seeing our planet become a healed place where devastation once ran. And how we respond when we are asked, or when we are challenged with someone saying, "You call yourself a Christian." And how we respond. Do we respond evil for evil, to speak hateful towards those who hate us, to be even creating a bigger rift between our neighbors, our families, our friends, those that we call loved? And if we want the divisions and conflicts that we face to mend, we should pray for miracles of human kindness, of smiles instead of scorn, words of God's love for all instead of shame, accusations, and hate. Respond to the needs of others, and to remember that God's love is so much bigger than us, and that it shines from us to those in need. And to remember that God's grace is all-encompassing grace that is freely given to us. This unmerited grace is to be given not only to us, but to others. And to listen to when God is speaking to us and where God is meeting us each and every day. To get out of our comfort zone and to look outward at the challenges that we might face, those things that spark our passion, and how to hold both things in our hands, our open hands, so that God can lead us. And in these 40 days that we've entered, this wilderness time that for some feels like it's been going on for 2 years or more, how do we let God's love shine through us? That light that is love and peace and hope. To shine forth and find ways for peace, and how can we pray for miracles? Remembering that God doesn't always call us to do the easy things, but often in times calls us to do the difficult things. Amen.